This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Let's talk about Diddy, the man who once bragged about being on top of the world, now allegedly caught drinking in prison. Same guy who used to have million-dollar parties, whose entire empire was built around the image of self-discipline and can't stop, won't stop energy, apparently couldn't stop long enough to survive a few months behind bars without getting buzzed. But this wasn't champagne, not vodka, not Ciroc, not cheap whiskey. No, this was prison booze. Hooch. Garbage juice. The kind of fermented sludge that smells like infection and desperation. If you've never seen it, let me paint a picture for you. Prison liquor, Pruno, as it is known, isn't made in some secret underground distillery. It's made in trash bags, mop buckets, and toilets. A little extra toilet paper in there. Ooh, this is a lovely napkin. It's part of the garnish. Go ahead, eat it. You take a few bruised oranges from the cafeteria, maybe an apple if you can sneak one, packets of ketchup or jelly for sugar, a slice of bread for yeast and water, seal it up. Wait for it to rot. The yeast eats the sugar, the fruit decomposes, and what's left is a foamy, foul-smelling chemical reaction strong enough to burn your throat and possibly kill you, but it can also get you buzzed. They strain it through socks, pour it into old peanut butter jars, and pass it around like it's top shelf. They'll even brag about who's got the smoothest batch. And if it's a Sommelier competition instead of a fungal experiment, well, you're in for a treat. And that's what Diddy allegedly got caught with. The man who once sold $300 bottles of Ciroc sitting on a bunk drinking fermented fruit sludge like a broke chemistry student. That's not rock bottom. That's rotting bottom. Because this isn't about alcohol. It's about power. Inside, everyone's chasing the same thing, control. You take men who've lived their whole lives getting what they want, you strip that away, and they'll find a way to take it back, even if it means brewing poison in a plastic bag. And for Diddy, it's perfect symmetry. The man who lived to control every headline, every room, every image, now reduced to sneaking rot gut in a cell. Same ego, different tools. I'm interested to get your thoughts on this story in the comments on YouTube. If you're not already there, search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. You'll find us. And please do hit subscribe and let us know your thoughts. Have you ever had this stuff? I've had, like, juice in my fridge that I forgot. You got way, way back there. And, like, ooh, and you open it and it's like, I think this is fermented. And usually just dump it out. It's not like, let me take a sip. This is quite a process. You can almost imagine the arrogance of all of this. The guy who used to send assistants to fetch him imported liquor now whispering through a vent, "Yo, you got any sugar packs for breakfast?" He's running on this same kind of hustle, just a place where the currency isn't power or fame. It's contraband. And that's the thing about prison. Everyone's got a hustle. You've got the chef who can make burritos out of ramen and Doritos. You've got the pharmacist who can crush and combine anything that'll get you high. You got the brewer who thinks he's a genius because his Pruno doesn't taste like battery acid. The only thing more predictable than violence behind bars is the smell of batch of fermenting under a bunk. They make it with fruit, jelly, sugar, when they can get it. When they can't, they'll use whatever they can find, candy, condiments, leftover vegetables. I've heard of guys trying to ferment milk and spaghetti sauce. You can't even make that up. That's the kind of desperation Diddy allegedly joined in on. So yeah, he's drinking in prison. He's not rebelling. He's not making a statement. He's just another weak man who can't handle being powerless. The same guy who used to brag about how he built his empire from nothing, now literally building prison from lunch scraps. It doesn't stop at alcohol. You'd be shocked what guys behind bars will do to get high. They'll smoke coffee grounds. They'll snort instant Kool-Aid for the caffeine. They'll mix rubbing alcohol with mouthwash and drink it like vodka. All of these can kill you. They'll huff hand sanitizer, spray deodorant into bags, inhale fumes from burned orange peels. It's not creativity, it's self-destruction disguised as entertainment. They've got whole codes for it. They'll call it tuning up, getting cloudy, taking a trip. What is it really? Watching your body rot from the inside out because you can't stand to be inside your own head. And that's where Diddy fits perfectly. The man has never lived a day that wasn't engineered around distraction. Fame, wealth, women, power, noise, noise, noise. You take that away, lock him in a room with silence, and he panics. The party don't stop. It just gets disgusting. Picture it. The man who once popped bottles on yachts, now sitting on a concrete bunk, swirling his plastic cup of fermented cafeteria fruit like he's still at his Soho house. Except now, the vintage is whatever was left on someone's tray at breakfast. And he'll convince himself it's sophisticated. That's a delusion of control that power junkies carry with them, even when they've hit bottom. And the people making this stuff, they think they're geniuses. They treat brewing Pruno like it's science, like they're chemists. They'll hide the bag in the toilet tank because it's warm. They'll burp it every few hours to release gas so it doesn't explode. They'll even argue about fermentation times like it's Napa Valley. Nah, man, you gotta let it sit at least 7 days. That's when the flavor comes out. Flavor? It tastes like decomposing fruit and regret. You know what happens when it goes wrong? People go blind. They get paralyzed. They die. There are documented cases of inmates landing in hospitals with botulism after drinking this stuff. But in there, the risk is the thrill. That's what passes for excitement when your world is made of concrete. And Diddy, of all people, allegedly joins in. The man who had everything now reduced to chasing the same buzz as the guy who's locked up for life. It's not about addiction. It's about ego, about needing to prove that you can still bend the rules, that even in the cage, you're the one in control. But the joke is on him, because that's exactly what everyone else in there thinks, too. You're not running the world anymore. You're just another desperate guy with a trash bag full of spoiled fruit pretending it's a rebellion. People on the outside will try to spin this like a symptom of stress or a moment of weakness. No, this is a choice. It's a choice to act a fool, to act the same arrogant clown who thought the rules didn't apply to him before he got caught. The environment didn't change him, it exposed him. And what's worse, he's not even good at being an inmate. Because if you're going to make Pruno, you've got to be smart about it. You can't just stash it anywhere. You got to hide it in air vents, in laundry bins, under floor tiles. Guys get creative. They tape it to the underside of bunks or bury it in trash cans. They age it by hot water pipes for faster fermentation. You've got to be careful who you drink with, because if one guy gets sloppy, everyone pays. They'll shake down your whole block, confiscate everything, write you up. So for Diddy to get caught, that's not bad luck. That's stupidity. That's the arrogance of a man who thinks he can run the same con he's always run. A charm and denial will keep him safe. He's learning the hard way. Nobody cares who you were on the outside. Your Grammy Awards don't mean a thing when your cell smells like rotting oranges and your bunkmate's drinking fermented fruit punch to forget where he is. That's the beauty of prison. It strips you down to what you really are. And if this story is true, what Diddy is, what he's always been, is a man so addicted to control that he'll drink literal trash to convince himself he still has some. The king of luxury turned inmate mixologist, the master manipulator reduced to burping a bag of rotting juice under his bunk, the man who once owned the night, now praying, his batch doesn't explode before he can choke it down. It's not redemption. It's poetic punishment. Because here's the thing in prison. Nobody cares what your name is. You're just another fool looking for an escape, drinking your dignity one rotten sip at a time. And I say, drink up. Drink up, Diddy. Wouldn't that be interesting? Because I keep saying, Diddy, when he comes out, is going to be a preacher. Mark my words, that is the next move for this man. I see Diddy megachurch. I see big redemption story, all self-manufactured. Not that other people are saying, oh my God, he's a changed man. No, but because he bought a big sign that says he's a changed man, because he paid people to put up billboards that says, look at this lovely change. He's found God. Wouldn't it make it even more exciting? Wouldn't it make it even more dramatic if you went blind from drinking Pruno in prison? Comes out Ray Charles-like, learns how to play the piano. There's Diddy. He's figured it out. Redemption. Just a thought. Just a thought. I'd go for the more rancid ones. Because just think of the pity you're going to get that way. Because narcissists, oftentimes, when they're going for pity, once they've exercised all options and the pity just ain't there anymore, you know what happens? You know what the next lever to pull is? Illness. Just saying, you haven't pulled that one yet. It's waiting for you. It's ripe. Ferment some Skittles, a couple oranges. A little rubbing alcohol in that shit. Call a seasonal flavor of Ciroc. Just in time for the holidays. Just think. That lands you in a hospital, did it? All the attention. All the, oh my gosh, horrible person. But he didn't need to die. I don't know. Just saying, PR ideas. What are your thoughts? Tell me in the comment section on YouTube. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.